the science missing? What about the specific claim that there is a God part of the brain? If there is, finding it should be easy. Today, a neuroscientist can watch activity in specific parts of the brain of a subject via functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, as demonstrated in Chapter 9. Specific parts of the brain trigger religious belief as a survival mechanism? Complex cognitive and emotional processes have been shown to be mediated by neural networks comprising several brain regions, so it is very unlikely that there is a God part in the brain responsible for spiritual cognitions, sensations, and behaviors. Alper seems unfamiliar with neuroscience and never comes close to providing specific, detailed information. Instead, we read statements like this one. Rather than allowing fears to overwhelm and destroy us, perhaps nature selected those whose cognitive sensibilities compelled them to process their concept of death in an entirely new fashion. Perhaps after hundreds of generations of natural selection, a group of humans emerged who perceived infinity and eternity as an inextricable part of self-consciousness and self-identity. Perhaps a series of neurological connections emerged in our species that compelled us to perceive ourselves as spiritually eternal. Alper's claims are built on perhapses, an unusual approach for a person who yearns for a strictly scientific basis for understanding the complex of human religious, spiritual, or mystical behaviors. Hallmarks of a good theory in science are testability and falsifiability, and Alper's hypothesis does not pass these tests. It is unlikely to be correct in any event because it does not address key, relevant facts. Alper is but one of many who have sought in evolutionary biology and neuroscience a materialist explanation for the spiritual nature of humans. His book stays in print, and he lectures at various universities, and there is always a following. But wait! What if someone actually found a gene that correlates with religiosity and religious experiences? Geneticist Dean Hamer claims to have done just that. We consider his work next. God in Our Genes. In The God Gene, I propose that spirituality has a biological mechanism akin to birdsong, albeit a far more complex and nuanced one. Behavioral geneticist Dean Hamer. When tribes living in remote areas come up with a concept of God as readily as nations living shoulder to shoulder, it's a fairly strong indication that the idea is preloaded in the genome rather than picked up on the fly. If that's the case, it's an equally strong indication that there are very good reasons it's there. Jeffrey Kluger et al., Time, on Hamer's God Gene.